This is Love Seal Church, bearing the tidings of the blessed hope and the glorious liberty of the sons of God. We earnestly pray that you experience a breaking forth in the quantum leap into all the promises of God for you. Gird up the loins of your mind and heart as you obtain mercy to find grace by the word of God coming through God's own servant at this time to you. Be ready for great impartation of the Spirit and life. Happy listening.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, my Father. We acknowledge you, Lamb of God. We acknowledge your Father that is walking in us, both to will and to do his pleasure. Thank you for your angels that are here this day. Thank you for the gift of your Spirit. Thank you for a gift of mouth. Thank you, Son of God. Thank you, Jesus. Honor you, Jesus. Honor you, Jesus. Honor you, Jesus. Oh, I honor you, Son of God. I honor you, Son of God. I honor you, Son of God. I give you praise, Jesus. Thank you, my Father. Glory to you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to you, my Father. Let me start by appreciating Jesus for the privilege to see the last Sunday in the year 2025. I want to thank Jesus abundantly for that mercy to see this 2025, the last Sunday. I'm thanking Jesus. My heart is seriously grateful to Jesus. Grateful to Jesus for the food, the meal that he has served us. A big amen. Okay. I just want to exhort us on the matter of our heads today. Jeremiah 33, verse 1. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah the second time, while he was yet shut up in the court of the prisons. Thus said the Lord, the maker thereof. So God is going to make you. You find that in the book of Psalm 51. Psalm 51 says, for the Lord is your maker. Also in Isaiah, it's talking about the Lord of hosts is your maker. The Lord that formed thee. He also said in the book of Psalm 51, I form you and I fashion you. So he formed you, he fashioned you. The Lord that formed it to establish it, the Lord is his name. Call unto me and I will answer thee. And I will shew thee great and mighty things which thine knoweth not. For thus saith the Lord, the God of Israel, concerning the house of this city and concerning the houses of the king of Judah, which are thrown down by the month and by the sword. They come to fight with Chaldeans, but is to feed them with the dead bodies of men, whom I have slain in my anger and in my fury. For all whose wickedness I have hid my face from this city. Verse 6, let's read together. One, two, go. Behold, I will bring it out and cure. I will cure them. And will reveal unto them abundance of peace and truth. So what's here in this scripture of Jeremiah 36? Do you notice something here? That when God, in his time, that God is revealing abundance of peace. God is also interested to bring it hurt. And God is very interested to bring cure. That God wants to bring abundance of peace or reveal peace do not mean that God is not interested to bring hurt and cure. And when you look at that scripture, you say, I will bring it earth and cure, and I will cure them. Say, but God, I mentioned earth and cure. So I went to go and look at the first cure, the root meaning of that cure. When I say, I will bring it earth and cure, that cure is healing. That cure is healing. That's the root that was translated as cure. There was healing. That means it's an ongoing process. I will bring it at. At is a state both to your soul and to your body. I will bring it at
and healing. Sometimes you may not yet have it, but by healing you attain it. So he's talking about the process of attaining it. In case you do not have it, is that I will start a process of cure. So that cure is healing you until you will attain it. You'll be healthy. Say healthy. Until you are healthy. So I will bring in you earth until you are very healthy. So you must know that not every cure is instantaneous. Because the word, I will bring it and cure. But I said that cure is what? Healing. He said, I am the Lord that healed thee. I am the Lord that healed thee. Exodus 15, 26. And said, he died with dignity, acting unto the voice of the Lord thy God. I don't know whatsoever kind of sickness, disease, both of the soul and the body that you are contending with. I'm so sure there's a provision that as you are acting to the voice. So how they bring you health and healing is by acting to the voice. Any man that will not acting, to acting is not to listen. To acting is to pay attention. To acting is to give oneself to continuous hearing. To acting is to apply one's heart. Because you can be hearing, but your heart is not applied. You can be absent-minded. You are not mindful. You are not paying attention. You know, they tell you that when you're in your mid-40, there are all this mid-age spread and all these mid-age diseases. That is not your portion. Yeah. God will make you strong. Yeah. And you'll be youthful. Yeah. Because why? Because of what you are hearing. So long as you are paying attention, you are acting to what you are hearing. That thing you are hearing, it will bring you. The word of the Lord is coming to you. What God is bringing is bringing. I will bring you health and cure. You may not have things in your body before you start hearing. But as the time when you start hearing, you start acting to the voice of the Lord thy God. He called it the voice of the Lord thy God. The voice of the Lord thy God. When you start to the voice of the Lord thy God, say, and we do that which is right in his sight. That's why you should never be a person who don't do what is not right. You must be a person that have desire to do what is right. What is right is righteousness as it revealed. Because they say, we that smell right to man, but the end of his destruction. God's intention to cause you to what? To see what is right. And when the Lord reveals standard of righteousness to you, that you will give your act to them and do them. So if you are hearing the voice of the Lord, you are receiving instruction, commandment, you must know that outside that you are obeying God, one of the things that he said is that we do that which is right in his sight, and we give that ears, said my ears, to his commandment. And keep all his status. I will put none of thee diseases. I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon Egyptian, for I am the Lord that healed thee. I have an assurance to tell you that you have a better chance. It's not God that's taking people away. It's not God. Many things is causing it. Sin. Disobedience. That's something happened to people. It's because people are ignorant of the device of Satan. There are many factors. Some people is sin. Some people is not sin. Some people is disobedient. Some people is not disobedient. Some people is because of ignorance. Or ignorance of not paying attention to things they're supposed to pay attention to. Some people is on certain level of attitude. Attitude that's supposed to be changed. Behavior that's supposed to change. Some mindset need to be changed. So many factors are responsible for it. I've also seen a very good weightlifter that go to gym. He died of heart attack. He has regiment. The kind of food he eats. The kind of everything that does. But he still had that attack. He's a sportsman. He had an attack. So when we attend to all those other things, we must know that the best guarantee and the best health insurance, the best HMO, The best HMO anybody should function under, the best health insurance scheme every soul should function under, is that make sure you are akin to the voice of the law, your God. Why your office? Why your business? Why you register yourself under an HMO? But also make sure you register yourself under the HMO of acting to the voice of the Lord your God. Let the voice of the Lord your God be your great physician. The voice of the Lord your God, let it sure be guaranteed that it's the great physician. Because that voice can prescribe what your medical doctor, your consultant cannot see. That voice can see that. Paul was describing the great physician. The voice, he said, for the word of the Lord is quick and powerful. Is good, is sharp and powerful. Hebrews chapter 4. Is sharper than any two-edged sword. The word of God, our surgeon, is sharper than any two-edged sword. Piercing evil to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit. So this voice, the voice of the word, has capacity to divide your soul and your spirit. No doctor, no consultant, no professor of medicine can do that. But the voice of the word has capacity to do that. But it's not only limited to your soul and your spirit. It can also travel back to the joint. Say joint. When I trust it, I trust it. When they have people, they can't help them. They prosper that they do need surgery. And both of those need surgery, when they do it, it fails. When they have I trust it on their hips. When they do, some of them, they end up being bedridden. They can't walk again. But they said there's something about the voice of the word. The voice of the word, it can pierce through joints. All the joints. Every joint of your finger. Every joint of your ankle. The joint of your elbow. The joint of your hand. The joint of your head to your neck. Every joint, the word of God, the voice of the word of God can travel and arrange joints. Even when joints are dislocated, the potency and the voice of the word to repair joints. That's how strong the voice of his word is. It's not only limited to joints. It can also travel to marrows. Marrow are inside bones. For you to do any work on marrow, they have to use radiation to destroy the former marrow there and for them to use another marrow. Marrow transplant. But they say the word of God, the voice of the word of God. It can walk inside marrow. Marrow is kept in between terrible bones. The word of God, the voice of the word, can enter there. Well, what you have to do is to hearken. You have to hearken to the voice of the word of the Lord thy God. But the beauty of it is that it's not so limited to your marrow. It's also capable to discern your thoughts. When you have a depressive thought, when you have a wrong thought of what has happened to you, the word of the Lord can come and repair your thoughts. When your thoughts, you have suicidal thoughts, the word of God can come and address it. Because the word of God is a medicine. It's a medicine. It's a medicine to soul that are cast down. There may be hopelessness everywhere. Even when you have suffered losses, or you have received some bad medical report about situation, and the thought of it will not leave your mind. When you apply to the voice of the word, it can turn things around. Holy Ghost will say, no, not that it can. It shall turn things around. Yeah. It shall turn things around. Yeah. Even with the desire of thought and intent of the heart, neither is there any creature. Your kidney is a creature. Yeah. Your lungs is a creature. Your liver is a creature. Your heart is a creature. Your intestine are creature. Ladies, sisters, your womb, uterus, is a creature. Your womb, your uterus, is a creature. Your fallopian tube is a creature. Any creature, so long as they are creature that God created. Don't think that creature is your maker. That's what Jeremiah said. That he made, that he fashioned, that he formed. There's no creature. There's no creature. Bible says, neither is there any creature. Jeremiah rendered it beautifully. He said, when I was woven delicately in my mother's womb. When I was woven delicately, when they were weaving your organs, your kidney, he knew them. When he weaved you, he knew all your innermost parts. God weaved it. He weaved them together to function in a particular way. And you must know that even if there is any problem, you just need to hear the voice of the word of the Lord God to repair those things and bring health back to them. They can bring back health to you. Some people say they have insomnia. They can't sleep. Go and hear the word of the Lord. Yeah. When you hear the word of the Lord, you sleep off in hearing the word of God. Yeah. Because that voice, the word of the Lord, will put you to sleep. Yeah. So in that Jeremiah 33, verse 7, behold, I will bring it health and healing. Sometimes you are believing God for health. But what God will bring you may not be hurt at once. God may start bringing you cure, healing. While you are receiving cure, stay in thanksgiving. Stay in thanksgiving until your healing, your cure will clamor as hurts. I will bring cure to them. You say, what is different between the two? You say, and it's not that the former cure is not the same. So I saw that cure. I want to come and send it. That cure is soundness. I checked the root word. It's soundness. Sound. Say soundness. That cure is sound mind, sound heart. Also, I checked that word cure is also restored. Is to recover. That work, they start doing that to you when you start hearing the doctrine of Christ. Because the doctrine of Christ is a cure to the soul. But heaven will not only stop by curing you. They say, and we reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth. You know that abundance of peace is everlasting life. Peace is Christ. But when peace that passeth all understanding, it's not that I will reveal unto them peace and truth. So, revelation of peace and truth is Christ. That means the secret to that peace is truth. There's a truth you are going to know that will set you free. But what I'm revealing to them is the abundance of peace and truth. That means this peace will be abundance. You have peace that's abundance like a river. This peace is to your soul. That means God said it will start with your body, but it's not going to stop by only giving you health and care in your body. He will not only stop by making you have soundness, which is cure, but much more, he will reveal. God will show you what it takes for you to remain in permanent health. Because he takes revelation. God can give you health, and God can heal you, and you return back to it. Like every time Jesus will heal some people, he say, go. After he say, go and sin no more. Less worst thing happen to you. So you don't just stop by giving healing and health to them. You don't just stop by causing them to have some soul or cure, which is Christ. But much more, also reveal more things to them. Reveal more things to them. Do you know God's plan for your life? You are going to so know so much truth that no disease is able to stay in your body. Amen. Look at me. You receive truth and some nature of sin and death can't stay inside your soul. God, when you know truth, truth sets you free. If you have anger, by the time you see truth of freedom, of liberty in Christ, anger dies. God use obedience to righteousness, obedience to truth to free you. Like what is said in 1 Peter chapter 1, 22. See, you have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine that is delivered unto you. Be now made pure. See that you love one another perfectly with your pure. People came into your truth and they became purified. So likewise, so if you come to truth, there's a truth that will bring you cure. But much more, there's a truth that you are going to come into God's people. That truth will bring to you abundance of peace. Amen. And God will not stop bringing that truth to you until you are fully receive abundance of peace. What is truth? Truth is the law of God. Malachi 2. For the law of truth was in his mouth. So when God said, I will bring abundance of peace and truth. Mean, I will bring abundance of peace and my law into them. You know why something is wrong with your body? Because another law is working your body.
Yes, sir.
Why some diseases can find foothold inside you? Because laws are there. There's a law of sin and death in our bodies. There's a law of corruption in our bodies. So when God begins to bring truth, we set you from the law of sin and death. When God brings abundance of truth, we set you from the law of corruption. And there's no way they are breaking and taking away the law of corruption from your heart, from your mind, from your soul, from your conscience, that you will not be enjoying peace. Peace is reconciliation to God's original plan for your life. When God reconciles you back to his original intents, that's peace. When they say a mind is at peace, whenever there's a war, they say they've signed peace treaty. They have reconciled. So peace is bringing one party into agreements. So God said, I will bring a balance of peace. Even if your body is ailing, you know, when your body is ailing, it's running against God's program. But when God brings forth truth to reconcile you, you enjoy peace. I'm praying for you this afternoon that if there's any disease in your body, I see them flying away and disappearing.
Amen.
I see them flying away.
Amen.
Everything you came with from your house today that is ailing your body, some of them will go instantly.
Amen.
And some of them, they will set a process of healing. Because of curing will start happening. They have a term in civil engineering. When they cast concrete cement, when they do decking, or they do foundation, they cast it. They leave it for 21 days. The language they use when they leave it for 21 days to dry, they call it, we allow the concrete to cure. So some curing is take days. Because they will not allow you to start putting the next block. You have decked the house. Even if you have your block and your cement is available, government will not allow you. Building authority, they come and inspect, check it. They will come and use some hammer to see if the things are cured. They will use hammer. They will come and see. That same technology, they live on Sunday, you receive instant healing.
Yeah.
But some of you, the technology behind it, the Lord will subject you to curing.
Yeah.
Why? The Lord will allow the Son of Righteousness. He will keep rising upon you.
Yeah.
They will make sure more of the verse of the word is coming upon you.
Yeah.
So that they can cure all your diseases.
Yeah.
By the time, some of you, the way they are going to cure is that they will start a curing process. And they will wait for you to go through fasting and prayer. By the time you are coming out of that today, you look at those, you find, can't find it again. Sometimes they bring you X. Sometimes it's not X. What they bring to you is healing. To lead to cure. I pray that some of you be subjected to those processes.
Yeah.
The Lord begin to open your ears.
Yeah.
Are there habits, nature, some laws or sin that you're still giving room in your heart? I see the Lord shining light on those things.
Yeah.
And you need to receive great help of the Spirit.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus.
This is Love Filled Church. Bearing the tidings of the blessed hope and the glorious liberty of the sons of God. We earnestly pray that you experience a breaking forth in the quantum leap into all the promises of God for you. Gird up the loins of your mind and heart as you obtain mercy to find grace by the word of God coming through God's own servant at this time to you. Be ready for great impartation of the Spirit and life. Happy listening!